Imagine that several billion years from now, possibly long after Earth has been consumed by the Sun, aliens open the Voyager 1 space probe, launched 40 years ago by NASA, and listen to the golden record, packed with 27 samples of Earth's music, as well as greetings in 51 languages. Assuming our aliens could decipher the hieroglyphic operating instructions etched onto the metal disc, they could choose from a mind-boggling array of sounds. Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2, Court Gamelan from Java, Percussion from Senegal, Johnny B. Goode by Chuck Berry, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, Panpipes from the Solomon Islands, and much more. What might these aliens say? The comedian Steve Martin quipped that an extraterrestrial message had been intercepted and decoded. Send more Chuck Berry. It is rather more likely that we will never know. But the sobering lesson of this thought experiment is that it knocks musical heads together and puts into perspective music's petty, territorial squabbles. Viewed from an interstellar distance, Earth may not have a single musical language, just as it is unlikely that there is a single alien language. But we can discern that there very well might be something irreducibly human about all of the music of the Earth.